Hey gang, Pastor Dan here from Grace Christian Fellowship in Cortland. I want to talk to you a little bit today about weakness. So as Americans, we hate weakness, right? We want everything to be strong. But over the last 3 years, I don't know about you, but I've been feeling really weak. Muscles feel weak, been out of shape for a while. My mind feels weak. I mean, my memory just seems to be like out of sorts. And my faith even feels very weak. There's been a lot over the last 3 years that has challenged my faith, and I just don't feel like it's as strong as it should be. But I've been learning this principle, and it comes out of a story in John chapter 4, something that has really encouraged me, and I hope it'll encourage you. Weak faith doesn't wreck God's grace. Let me say that again. Weak faith does not wreck God's grace. And out of this story, it follows up the Samaritan woman at the well, and John 4 is really famous for that story primarily. I mean, most people know that story if you've been in church for a while or you've been around the scriptures. But at the end of that chapter, there's this small little story about a guy who in the original Greek language was called a little king. Okay, he was wealthy, he was successful, and frankly, he had never had to beg for anything in his life before. But he travels 20 miles by foot to come to Jesus, and out of desperation, he is begging for the life of his son, and he's asking this Jewish rabbi who he knows can do miracles. And out of desperation, he's begging, he's saying, Jesus, please heal my son. Now, knowing Jesus and knowing the heart of God, we would expect Jesus to be like, wow, that's incredible. Like, you traveled 20 miles by foot. You are being a great dad. Absolutely. Of course, I would love to give you this miracle right away. No problem. But that's not how Jesus responds. In fact, he responds to this man the same way that he responded to his disciples when they were out on the storm at the Sea of Galilee and it's going nuts and they come to Jesus and he just goes, oh, you of little faith. And he does the same thing with this guy. He highlights the weakness of this guy's faith. And it's kind of shocking. It's kind of surprising. And, you know, it's interesting as you look at the story. I think one of the reasons that Jesus does this, not only with this man, but also with his disciples, is he wants us to understand that it's not about the strength of our faith. It's about where we place our faith, even if it isn't that strong. You know, most of us really don't have strong faith. I know for me, I'm learning whole new levels of weakness and not so strongness of my faith over the last 3 years. But this is super encouraging to me. I mean, even with the disciples who saw the resurrected Jesus, and in Matthew 28, verse 17, it says, but some still doubted. Like, they actually saw Jesus resurrected and they were still doubting. They were still wrestling with weak faith. And one of the things I've been learning is that Jesus can do way more with my weak faith in him than I could ever do with a strong faith in myself. Jesus can do way more with my weak faith in him than I could ever do with a strong faith in myself. And I hope that hits home for you today. I hope that even if you're recognizing that your faith is very weak, it doesn't wreck God's grace in your life. And the whole point of this story is that this man, I mean, he has a persistent faith. He definitely has a weak faith. Jesus calls that out in a realistic way, not a rude way. But then the man comes back around and he says, Jesus, I just need you desperately. And I think that's where God wants us. I think that's the best place that we could be. So if you get a chance, look at that passage, John chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. And remember, weak faith doesn't wreck God's grace. That is such good news. And I hope that you find encouragement in that and through the truth of the scriptures today.